Your wife Claire is going to be doing the Omagh Half Marathon on behalf of Support Together. And they deal with postnatal depression. Now, usually there's the stigma that depression would only affect women, but I'm sure as her husband it's affected you as well.
Yes, it does too. It puts more pressure on you as a husband and father. You have to take more time or take more of a lead in looking after the children while being mindful of your partner's health, trying to support them through the illness. It leaves you worried and stressed, I suppose, and worrying about their mental health as well.
And how did you deal with this?
At the time, I took extra time off work to help look after the baby and help around the home. And supported Claire with sort of patience and understanding, and I tried to find out as much information and research as much as I could on postnatal depression so I could help Claire in every way I could.
And did you receive any support from the charity Support Together?
Oh yeah, Support Together, have been excellent to Claire, me and our family. Like the support that they've shown us has been unreal. It's been amazing. The education they showed us and just all the help and support that they give us. The work to do is a wee small local charity for taking away the stigma of postnatal depression and raising awareness of it is absolutely tremendous.
Do you think that more needs to be done to raise awareness of postnatal depression and how common it is?
Absolutely. I would say probably at an antenatal level, at antenatal classes by probably midwives and health professionals, if they could raise it more there. I think when me and Claire were expecting our first child, it was sort of just flicked over, it wasn't really a big emphasis put on it, just telling you to be aware of it. But I think if they raised it more there, especially with fathers, that they'd be more aware of the signs to look out for, because early intervention is key.
So do you think maybe that by speaking out and giving a man's perspective, maybe more men will speak out and know that they're not alone in this?
I hope so. Hopefully that when they hear another man speaking about it, that they'll be more inclined to look for help for their partners. Are to educate themselves in postnatal depression and spread the word that postnatal depression affects everybody and that you are not alone.
Is there any message you'd like to give out there to other men who maybe are too scared to speak out?
Just to be aware of it and look for the signs of postnatal depression with your wife, and not to be afraid to go and ask for help or go and seek advice or help for your partner or your wife.
What sort of signs should they maybe look for?
Your wife or your partner detach themselves from family life, sort of become anxious and irritable. They're not wanting to do anything with you. They sort of take to their bed. There's no enthusiasm or motivation to try and or to do anything as a family. And they're sort of even making a simple family decision of what to have for dinner. They're incapable of making small decisions like that.
So, would you recommend Support Together for families who maybe have just had a baby and they don't realise that maybe the mother is suffering from depression?
Yeah, if there's any sort of inkling at all that something's just not right, if they contact the Support Together, at least they'd be able to tell them, oh, you're right or you're wrong, or advise them on what path to take next or what steps to take next.
So, the marathon's coming up. Are you going to be running it or is it just Claire?
No, I'm going to run it too. I think if Claire can beat the postnatal depression, then there's no harm saying that I can't run the Omagh Half Marathon 5K. And I'd like to encourage everybody to come out and support us as we walk, run and crawl around the course, and just to remember that on this April Fool's, that only fool is postnatal depression.